I'll tell her about that
Love
later.
Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com and the author of the Prayer Prescription Series. The Prayer Prescription Series is the sponsor of the show. You can go to katelovingschenck.com and opt in to receive a book I wrote called 22 Keys to Self-Healing, the Self-Healing Manifesto, as well as blog updates and articles that I've written and wonderful insights into the universe. So my guest this evening is astrology's astrologer, Sheila Odette, and she will be telling us about astrological circles, and I do see that we have a caller on the line already. I just want to make mention of the fact that if you are still speaking to Sheila at 30 minutes, we can continue on to 45, but it will be cut off after 30 minutes. Joining me now is Sheila. Hello, dear Sheila.
Hello, and I want to tell everybody to get your books because your books are wonderful and they're life changing. And I have them on my bed table, and I read every morning, so they're very peaceful. Okay.
You like the doggy doggy and the nursing book, doggy and nursing book. you are doing astrological circles now, and I just want you to tell us a little bit about what that is all about, and obviously you created the concept, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's an exciting and kind of educational session for everyone. I mean, from beginners to people with knowledge of astrology. I don't really believe that there's enough voice for astrology in the universe, and I prepare a chart for each person from their information, and that would be their time and their place and their name, everybody sits together, which I find, so there's like 10 people at one time. And then people get messages or insights from other people's charts even, you know.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. And the astrological chart gives you a story. It gives a voice, you know, you can hear and you can discuss the areas of struggles and growth in your life, and then the whole circle starts to discuss them with you, and it explains relationships, and it sets up, you know, the things we project onto people and things we need to learn and the challenges that we go over and over again. And then I include in the end, just like I do on the show, I include the tarot cards. We do a little break and then I do the tarot cards. And they've been very successful. I've done them around the state now. You know, I'm going to do one down here. I'm in Rehoboth Beach now, and I did one in Kennett, Phoenixville, and Lancaster. And you just set it up, and you get your friends, and it's $25 a person, and it's a taste. You know, everybody does seances and does tarot cards, but you know, the astrological chart is your own card. It is your own guide. It is your own yellow brick road. So so metaphorically, you can go layer upon layer upon layer, because God is in every layer, and the chart is layer upon layer upon layer. So right now I'm in the process of writing a metaphorical book of the Wizard of Oz, and putting all the astrological signs into the characters, because basically my background is from the theater. So I work with that in the circle too. You know, your Mercury would be the scarecrow where you're scattered and falling apart, and everybody understands this. And the Venetian energy is where the Tin Man, where you're hiding your heart.
Right.
And the Lion is Mars, where you're cowardly or where you're ferocious or where you're a bully, or people just love that. And I mean, the actual process is basically that you can become those characters and go, oh my gosh, yes, that's what I do. And then the red shoes, there's a node in the chart, as people know. And the north node is the regular astrology term for that, is the north node is where you connect in this lifetime, and the south node is where you connected in the last lifetime. And I remember when I was learning astrology with Michael Luton, I said, that's not good enough for me. And he said, well, then write a book about it and find something else. Well, I found that the north node is the angel that is with you all the time when you call on them. And the south node is the angel that comes in crisis, when there's really a catastrophic soul charge thing, when you're working on a soul relationship in some way. So and I thought that the nodes, the little curls on the end of the nodes that are made, look like red shoes. So they are the shoes walking down the road, the yellow brick road, which is your chart.
Oh, that's really cool.
Which means all of the – and people seem to get that in the center, the aspects like squares and trines and all that is in the center of the chart, that is different paths you can take, kind of when you get off the road and when you're not on the road and when you get mixed up about where you are. And actually, Dorothy is the sun sign with a circle with a god seed in the center of the circle. And Toto, the dog, is the moon, the guide. He's guiding you through all of these paths, and she's following them because the moon represents the emotional energy. So Toto is guiding them into different places. And then, you know, the really fun part was that the balloon, Uranus, is like an upside-down balloon. And there is just so many wonderful things that I'm finding out about, you know, interpreting that. And, you know, you can do that. I'm working with that in my work now, and I'm finding that you can do that almost with any fairy tale.
Oh,
you can really, and with, you know, I do a lot of work with Man of La Mancha in the charts, you know. But Man of La Mancha is that, you know, the story of that is that he enters into a prison and they're all going to be executed, you know, the Inquisition. And he says, let me take you on this wonderful ride. Let me take you into this place and I'll show you where your soul really is. And that's what he does in the show. He takes them, each one, he makes her his lady, and the man, another one becomes an innkeeper. And they ride into stressful situations, but his choices are very childlike, but and innocent choices, but they are the soul choices.
Yes.
So you work, that's an intercepted house, because La Mancha is a play within a play within a play. Which means when his family says he's crazy, that's the play within the play. But I found out at the end of La Mancha, when he goes back to being Cervantes, and she comes in and says, here I am, and he said, who are you? He forgets who she is because it was a soul trip. And she says, and she looks at him and says, don't you remember me, my lord? And he said, no, and then she starts to sing. And he does remember, and he says to his sidekick, like Toto, Sancho, get me my sword, get me my shield, we are going on another, you know, adventure. And he dies. And Sancho says to her, I'm so sorry, my lady. And she says, I didn't know this man. I knew Don Quixote de La Mancha, which meant she had figured out her chart. He had given her her soul path. He had given her a relationship with her soul. Only after the third time I directed it did I get that line. That whole trip is about, you know, that if everybody worked with the process of their chart, if everybody went into it layer after layer after layer and insisted on processing it, it's a gift. It's not a belief system, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, when we are in when we're in a personality, that comes with comparison and judgment and confusion when we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's the personality. But the soul relationship is an equal. That's when you meet your soulmate. It's an equal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There may be debate. There may be, and I was in one. You know, there may be debate, and there may be all this kind of stuff. But it's kind of on. Nobody's superior, and nobody's inferior.
Yes.
Everybody's in inequality, and you know that. And that is the choice of. And as Gary Zukav says, that's authentic power. It's authentic
mm-hmm.
choice. And I think that the chart gives you an authentic choice. And a lot of people get stuck in the relationship part of the chart or the personality part of the chart, which is Mercury, Venus, Mars. Jupiter is Glenda the Good Witch. And, of course, Saturn is the Wicked Witch, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's which... And if you go with Saturn and then you get in the same personality thing as the family you came from, but then there are rebels like you. there were a lot of rebels in your family, you know. Let's say, you know. Well, there were, and that's a good thing because that means that right away you're on the adventure of your soul.
Yes.
You're on that adventure. So
now if people want to, you know, get together with you and have an astrological circle with their friends or at their church or what have you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm at Mary Mary Sheila Sheila Audet Audet at gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And they
Wonderful.
Can call. It's 717-342-9318. 717-342-9318. And then they need to get each person's information, and then they send it to me. And then I run the charts, and then we all sit around a table. And it's very, very enlightening, and it's everybody gets a voice, which is neat, which everybody said, but that's not an extended reading. An extended reading of your entire chart takes,
yeah.
you know, almost 2 hours. And
right.
But that gives you, it gives you a taste of what an astrological, I mean, down in Phoenixville, I mean, it's surprising to me that some people do not even understand the astrological wheel at all. Some of these people in the circle were just blown away by even the astrological information. They just think it's something that no one can understand.
They may not have even known that there was a circle. They just thought that the sun sign was all that it was, and whatever you were born, whatever day you were born, or even who knows about the moment, but the day you were born, you were Pisces, Aries, or what have you, and that's it. That's probably what the
yeah.
extent of what most people think.
Yeah, I call it ballroom astrology. What sign are you? I mean, what sun sign are you? And then somebody says, I'm an Aries, and then somebody says, you know, I'm a Scorpio. And the point is that you aren't that yet. That
yeah.
is what your expectation of what you're aspiring to. The
mm-hmm.
sun sign. It means you're mm-hmm. working all the rest of the chart but that.
Oh, that's interesting.
And yeah, so you're not working the Piscean energy at first. Well, how could you work the Piscean energy at first? I mean, the Piscean energy is a completely soul-related energy of
mm-hmm.
victim and hero. I mean, a child wouldn't step into that right away unless they're the Dalai Lama, you know?
Yes, yes.
And speaking of the Pope, this Pope is tremendous.
I love the
this
fact
Pope,
that he cares about the poor, you know?
And he wears black pants under his white thing, and he won't live in the papal apartment. He once did live in his own little apartment. And he won't wear the clothes they want him to wear, and he gets he won't ride in the Pope Mobile, and he gets out and goes right into the people and picks up the babies, and he wanted to wash the women's feet at the prison. And actually, the popes before that did not wash the feet. They did a kind of a thing where they washed certain bishops' feet at that time. But he insisted in going to the prison and washing 12 people's feet, some of them being women.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah, I think, of course he has his criteria, but still in all, he believes, he took St. Francis of Assisi, and he believes in the poor, and he believes in, it's like in some ways Jesus, of being with the people. And he got down on his knees and asked the people to bless him, which really, I cried, actually. I thought that was, there is not that pompous, separates, you know?
Right. That is a really beautiful thing. I think, in a way, he must also have an affinity with animals if he relates to St. Francis that way.
Yes, that's the name he took. The other thing I wanted to talk about was we're moving into lunar and solar eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
So April the 25th, we have a lunar eclipse at 3:57 p.m. at 6 Scorpio. So what is a lunar eclipse? A lunar eclipse deals with the moon. It deals with emotions. If you're at on the Scorpio-Taurus axis or any point of the fixed axis, like Scorpio-Taurus, Aquarius, Leo, it's affecting, especially if it's around 6 to 9 degrees of Scorpio. So it means there's going to be some kind of a deep emotional thing that is going to be exposed, a challenge to the soul emotionally. Then solar eclipse is happening 8/28 on May the 9th at 19 Taurus. Usually they're across from each other. So the 19 of Taurus one, that again is it's tilling, it's a new seed being planted. And this means universal too, because they're eclipses. It means something is being exposed, something is being dug up, something is being, some seed is coming to fruition. And then there's another one on May the 25th, a lunar eclipse at 4 Sag at 12 a.m. And the Sagittarius one is some kind of expectation being met, some kind of beautiful emotional thing for the universe being met in some way. So we have we're moving into eclipse patterns, and I wanted to mention that. And also, there's a new moon tomorrow at 20 Aries. So we're working in this Aries genre where the sun is in Aries and the moon is in Aries, and Mercury's at 24 Pisces, which means it's going into Aries, you know, and Venus is at 23 Aries, and Mars is in Aries. I mean, and Uranus is in Aries, and, you know, I just think we just better watch this whole North Korea thing. I mean, you know, for me, it's hard for me to believe that men, intelligent men, just go to work on nuclear bombs. Just think if they did that for peace in the world blowing everything up. But, you know, Uranus is the pioneering kind of thing. So, and Jupiter in Gemini means a lot of information. And, of course, we're still dealing with Saturn retrograde in Scorpio, which means, you know, Saturn is the teacher. Saturn is where we repress things down, where we shun things, we deny things, we put them way underground. And since these eclipses on the 25th, and the 9th are in Scorpio Taurus, it does mean that does go with that, you know, something. And if in your chart also, the promise has to be in your chart. And that's why people should know their degrees and everything in their charts.
Right.
Do you have questions?
Right. Well, I think that if we're getting into eclipse energy, that is something to be very meditative and we should contemplative frame of mind when we get into eclipse energy.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. And
especially Scorpio, my goodness, and Taurus. That's quite a combination there.
Yeah. Well, they're in opposition to each other. And the Scorpio will take, if you find Taurian energy with Scorpio energy, Scorpio energy is casino money, and Taurus energy is, well, we better save it. You know, we might run out of money. And,
yes.
and if you do Astrodrama and then you do the Scorpio energy, they go, oh, let's just go blow it. There's more money to be had, right?
Exactly.
So
wow.
That's where the difference is. But both of them are very sexual signs too, you know? They're planting the seed. They have to do with all of that. New creation, you know, all of those kinds of things. I was in a woman's meeting on Saturday night with like 20, I guess it was like 25 women. But one of the women was from Kenya, and she talked about the whole process that they do to women over there.
Yes.
This is a poignant story that I find that I'd love to share. She said her mother, when she came in, her mother had 10 children, and when she came in to do her homework, she'd bring her homework to her mother, and she would go, oh, no, that's not right. She said, and I would go to school, and I would fix it, and she said, I thought my mother was so smart. And Kate, her mother didn't even know how to read and write. That's the way her mother made her do homework. So in that process of cutting, she came home and said, I can't fit in with the girls unless this happens to me. And her mother said, okay, you can do that, but I want you to go next door and have the girls next door show you their scars.
Yeah.
So the girl went next door and she threw up, walked outside and vomited. And came home to her mother, and her mother says, what do you think now? And she said, I think I don't want it. I think I'll play with the boys.
Oh.
So I thought there were stories like that all over the room, though. I mean, there were stories of women, you know, like Betty Finney, who started the first AIDS house in Lancaster.
Right.
When no one would even go into the hospital rooms. And there's stories about, you know, Kitty Loving Shank, not there, but that she's another person, you know, that stood up for the rights of women and all, you know. So
you know, I was so impressed by Jimmy Carter leaving the Baptist Church in protest of the way not only the Baptist Church treats women, but he went into great detail about how women are treated all over the world, and he just can't play the good old boy game anymore.
No. No, you can't. And I was a little bit astounded. This place that I was at has equal men and women membership, and the men didn't show up hardly anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I thought, you know, me and my mouth, you know. that's one of the... that's one of the things, you know. Men have got to show up to hear women's stories.
Yes, they do.
Equally, women, we listen and it's equal. It's equality. It's soul relationship, you know.
Yes, and women, just to say that women need to show up and listen to men's stories. It's just all, it's all about showing up.
Right. It's all about showing up, I think. There you go.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like you're having quite the adventure with these wonderful astrological circles. I'm so happy for you.
Yes, I am. I'm having a good time, and it's a lot of traveling. So when I was a child, huh?
Right. Is it like
Astrodrama is a different kind of thing.
Astrodrama, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Astrodrama, I put a circle out on the floor of the wheel, and then a person, we have the person's chart, and then if they're having a relationship problem, somebody will play Venus, and you have to have people that know a little bit about astrology. I have a group in New York two astrologers that I had trained, Tina. I don't know if you met her. She was at my going away party. Anyway, it was a young group that was there at the table. They can do astro drama. I taught her. She taught them. You act out what Venus and Aries would do if they ran into Mars and Scorpio. Now, Mars and Scorpio would be hiding for the entire, they would go into a place where they would be hiding, and Venus and Aries would go, where are they? Where are they? I want to see them. Where are they? They're mine. And then at the end, Mars and Scorpio would go, are we going to my house or yours? And it's really funny because if you're doing someone's chart and people act it out and they experientially see it, they go, that's exactly what I do. And so astro drama, and you can even do it costume-wise. You can even dress up to do it. It's really, so I'm thinking about doing some of that at the Mulberry Art Studio.
Well, it seems like you could combine the astro circle with the astro drama.
Right. We could do that. 1 week we could do the astro circle, and then another week we can do the astro drama, right? And then 1 week we can do just the technical talking about all of it, you know? About what we experience through the processes, right?
Workshops. Are you doing workshops?
Well, I'm traveling right now, so I haven't set any up, but I said to April I might want to set some up. I was in town yesterday. I did a chart at the studio. I was in Lancaster yesterday. So I usually do my work, if somebody wants their chart done, I usually do it at Mulberry Art Studio on Mulberry Street there.
Yeah, yes.
So,
Beautiful place.
Yes, I usually work out of there. So, anyway, there you
Are you going to be living in Lancaster sometime soon?
Well, yeah, I'm living in Lancaster now. I'm staying at 151 Tulane Terrace out behind the Quaker Church.
Yes, yes.
That's where I am. And, I'm staying there for, you know, a while. It really seems I've become I haven't traveled so much in years, Kate. I'm rather enjoying it.
Well, especially since you're at the beach right now.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful. Yes.
Beautiful little cottage here. It's just gorgeous, you know?
Yes.
And
believe it or not, we're
at the end of a half hour.
Yeah, I mean, that was a wonderful half hour. I learned a lot about the astro circles, and I want to learn more about that. And let me know when you have one here in Lancaster.
All right, Angel. So,
yeah.
Blessings on you.
Blessings on you. The place to reach Sheila is Mary Sheila Audette, MarySheilaAudet, at gmail.com.
All right.
I love you. Have a wonderful evening.
I love you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.